Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie and that is Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. It's a good day because it's Next Gen NYC Day, Season 2, Episode 7. Talk to my agent. And we're on it. So we're like really on this show today. So
big star turn.
Huge.
Ronnie got to say something along the lines of, we're going to be moderating at BravoCon. And then I got to say something like this. And that was me on the side of a building. And then, but the real star, I mean, it was cool that we had a moment. We finally got to be splashed up on one of those buildings as we always hoped and dreamed. But the big star, I think, has to go to, you know, Lars over at Sex Unique Podcast. Lara and Carrie were also on buildings, but Lara got like, I mean, she was on like literally every surface of Next Gen New York City at one moment. It was just like she started talking and then it was like she's on the side of a building and on the side of a wall, then in a vanity mirror, then like on a car or like in a lamp, whatever. They just projected Lara all over the set.
As she is in our lives. That's how it is when I'm driving down the street. I just see Lars. Yeah, I see. It's like I'm passing a Whataburger. It's just a big picture of Lars. Looking back on me like you should eat those french fries.
Just deservedly so you know, we gotta love
not only that it. Ben, but she made a psychic prediction on the show, which was pretty good. She's like, basically this opens the door for Ariana to bang Charlie Zakor, which looks like it's gonna happen. So, you know, shout out to our psychic friend Lars,
Psychic Friends Network.
I was really excited for my line because this is what mine sounded like. It's like it's me. It's my gay voice right there.
I'm wondering if they're going to show anything from our panel next week. You know,
I don't know. That'll be exciting. Be
interesting. Yeah,
I don't. Fun time. I don't even remember much of it. I black a lot of it out. Yeah.
What I remember is accidentally shading Georgia like out of nowhere. I remember that. I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before about how I turned to Riley and I had to ask a question that was like, so you didn't really believe in Georgia's, you know, club idea. And then I just interjected. I go, and like it was a terrible idea. I think we both agree with it. I was totally on your side about it. It was a bad idea. And then afterwards, when I was walking up the stage, I turned to Georgia. I said, I'm sorry. I just shaded you out of nowhere. She goes, you did. You did actually. I said, I don't know what that was about.
Well, that was a good time. As we will have today, Next Gen NYC. If you want this on video, it's at patreon.com along with ad-free listening and bonus episodes. So go check that stuff out. And thanks for being here as usual. It's funny because I remember when at that day we were thinking, why is everybody kind of anti-shy? I don't remember if they said anything that was anti-shy or if it was just an attitude that nobody liked Shy, but I remember we were talking about, like, what did Shy do? Like, what could Shy possibly have done to piss everybody off? And now we're at this part in the season, and I still really don't see why hate Shy so much.
Like, I love Shy. I think Shy is great. And this is a famous last words. I'm actually a little surprised, Ronnie, that you haven't weighed in with you just wait. I think that he's a douchebag. Like, I feel like I'm waiting for that ball to drop. I think Shy seems great. I
think he seems sweet.
Yeah, I feel like he like pays attention. He's focused. I think he like tries to do the right thing. I really like Shy so much.
Obviously,
I love the show.
Oh, sorry. Obviously, his, you know, the obvious things that he's done that have pissed people off are, you know, going to Hudson and being like, oh my God, Ariana. Like, Ariana is, you know, probably going to hook up with this other new guy, this new cheese ball that's on the show.
Yeah, that was shitty.
And now it's like, okay, well, he only did that because he was trying to block both of those things because he liked Ariana himself. So I guess there's some, you know, I see like little annoyances, but for everybody to just be like, ew, Shy. Yeah, I don't like Shy. I'm not going to help him out with Instagram modeling. I'm too busy. And fuck Shy. I'm thinking about myself before Shy. I think that's shitty. Like, if that, if anybody else was on Bravo, you know, anybody else that happened to on Bravo, people would be standing up for them. And I don't know. Shy hasn't really done anything that bad. I don't get it.
Yeah. Justice for Shy. I like his, I like the stuff that he's sewing. Also, another thing in retrospect, when we did the panel, they put Amira all the way off to the side. And actually, she's been very central this season. I think season one, she was a little bit more ancillary and Brooks was very central. But like this season, I feel like Amira has been front and center. I think she's taken over Brooks's role. She's actually almost become our narrator, our central character. So it is kind of funny that in the panel, she was all the way off to the side. And also, I think Gia was directly to my right. Who was directly to your, or was it Georgia who was directly to my right? I think Georgia, I don't know. But either way, Amira should have, like, seeing how this season has been unfolding, Amira should have been a little more center on the stage. Where we were, close to the stars.
All right, so we start with the headlines. Oh my God, what's next with Next Gen NYC? The New York Times even wants to, everybody wants to know. The whole cast is coming to BravoCon. And then we see Shy on the train with sitting next to an older lady. And she's like, who's filming you? He said it's a reality show. And she says, I don't know what reality is referring to.
But join the club. That Shy just sits there and has a conversation with this sweet older lady is great. So he says that basically he got fired from his corporate art job because he's on reality TV. Please tell me that his corporate art job was working for that same douchebag who ran the gallery on Gallery Girls. Oh, that'd be perfect. Eli, what's his face? And then we see some more like crazy people on the sides of buildings. And it's us. The crazy people are us. It's Ben and Ronnie on the sides of buildings. Here's a surreal moment in our notes where the note is Ronnie : this weekend at BravoCon we are moderating the Next Gen New York City panel. There you are, Ronnie. You made it into our notes as a character on the show.
So Shai's like, yeah, BravoCon's coming up. I'm like, whatever the hell that is. Like, watching reality TV, I grew up watching Survivor. And my grandma was like, you know that's fake, right? But then I'm in it, and I'm like, no, it's not fake. I'm, like, literally hungry.
He's like, it's a real show. It's kind of funny, because this entire episode is about going to BravoCon. It's kind of meta. And so Shy is still not getting phone calls back. And then Brooks, he's like, Brooks and Ava are just, like, not responding to me about the photo shoot at all. And like, then on top of that, like, I don't think Ariana and Liam are very happy with me. And like, I was supporting Hudson upset at Ariana. And the next thing you know, like, Hudson's eating like Zaxby's on his private jet. So he's basically like, Hudson's supposed to have my back at this thing and he's not even going to be there.
Yeah. Hudson's not your real friend.
No.
He's some billionaire. And he is super insufferable with all those Instagram posts, like, yeah, 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 it's like fur coat to the gram, that money, baby. And like his big diamonds everywhere. Congrats, your daddy's rich. So now we see previews of the BravoCon, and Ariana is nervous, and Meredith's like, oh, come on, a true Bravo celebrity never backs down.
And then Brooks and Amira are talking. They're telling us that they're up for a Bravo this year. And Amira's like, yeah, we're up for like Rookie of the Year. And he's like, oh my God, we won? She's like, no, we're nominated. Our whole show, like, I'm so shook. It's crazy.
It's funny that they're going on the Oscar tours, you know? They're like, oh my God. It's like, we've been nominated for, you were nominated for a Bravo show at a Bravo show. Or like a Bravo award at a Bravo show. You know what I mean?
It's like your boss is saying that you could win an award. And then we see Gia. She's waiting for a subway, and there's a headline saying how Teresa was on Jeff Lewis and was like teasing like a reunion and everything.
And Joe. Like, oh, they're going to reconnect.
It's like all the hype going to BravoCon. And then Ava trips on camera and she's like embarrassed. Like, guys, what's going on? And she's like not doing well after the breakup with Hook. I mean, RIP Hookava, or is that Avaok? R.I.P. I think it's Hookava. And she's not going to stay in that penthouse.
What's
she
Hookava?
Is going to move out. It's their couple name that I invented. Hook Ava.
Oh. Hookava.
Or actually, it could be Huava. Huava. It sounds like a British person saying whoever. Huava.
Avuk. Right?
Avuk. Avuk.
Avuk.
Okay, our candidates are Avuk, Huava, and Hookava.
Ava.
Like and subscribe and leave a comment on which one's your favorite. Either way, RIP to all those names. All those portmanteaus are done.
So she's still looking for an apartment, and it's like really hard without like having a penthouse to live in anymore. I don't have Hook's penthouse, so like it's going to be really hard like paying rent in like a non-penthouse apartment. It sucks. So Ariana is taking her motorcycle ride with Liam. It's like, yeah, basically like do everything.
It's like this
ride this motorcycle right into a fire battle.
Yeah. This is like the same motorcycle that Bruce Willis drove in Pulp Fiction, except totally different one, but they both have two wheels and a seat. But yeah, I'm pretty much a Pulp Fiction. I love Tarantino. I'm a director, producer now. I'm a predator, as they say. Producer, editor, director, actor. Well, it's actually a predator, editor. But you know what I'm saying? I do everything. One man machine.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's cool.
And Ariana's like, I do like him, but Austin's like, you're going to marry him. You're going to marry him. So who knows, you guys? And then we see her on the phone with Hudson. And she's like, did you let them know that you're not going to go to BravoCon? Because just let them know, because it's going to shift everybody's schedules. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to go to BravoCon.
Yeah, everyone's schedule shifted. Consider it shifted. So now Ava is meeting with a woman named Georgia, who is the global digital director for Ford Models. And Georgia is asking Ava, like, so what kind of, like, what are you thinking about doing in 2026? What are you planning? And Ava's like, yeah, I would like to do more beauty stuff and also like editorial. And I want to elevate my Instagram and I'm going to post more. And I want to post like elevated fashion-y content. So
that's a start, I guess. Hi, model. What are your goals? Like beauty stuff. Like elevate my Instagram by like elevating fashion-y stuff. Why are we having this interview? She's a model. What do you think her goals are? Okay. My goals, arithmetic. Like my goals, reading a gigantic, difficult book from 100 years ago. Her goals are beauty and getting Instagram followers. What are you asking?
My goal is to learn Portuguese and then take a 3-week course at the museum about how to make your own loom. So she is, she just wants to do fashion stuff. So Georgia says, well, that's great. And it's great that you went to an event. How did your event go? And she goes, what event? The Chanel event at the MoMA. Didn't you go? Remember last night when I booked it for you and I said, you're going to the MoMA event tonight. Okay. I got to get out of this hell of being the digital director. Okay. Go to MoMA.
It's like, oh yeah, the MoMA. I forgot. I was like, what event?
Yeah, we know. You don't have to repeat that. We saw you be like, what event?
Yeah. They need to just start doing these meetings on the phone so the poor agent can just hang up. You know, like line went dead a long time ago. Okay. So now she's like, yeah, like there's like bills and percentages now. I'm like, I hate percentages. We know. Yeah. And she goes, yeah, there's things I have to do now. Like there's so many things that go into having an apartment. Like you pay for it. And then there's like an amenity fee and like utilities. I've never even heard of those words. Like utility. What does that even mean?
The irony of a model just being like, what does utility mean? Utility. Look into it. So then
something you're not even bothering with in your life.
I know. now Ariana and Liam, they're on a date. They arrive at the Samuel J. and Ethel LaFrock Center because it's an ice skating rink in Prospect Park. So they're there. This is on Liam's corner of the show. I think it's so funny. I feel like Liam has a whole different TV show that's been grafted onto this one. And like they sometimes intersect via Ariana where they go on a little date. And then when Ariana leaves, he goes back to his other TV show that stars his friends Kendall and Jackson and his family. So he is now we're having a crossover episode of Liam's show here. And they're on their date and he tells us, yeah, I think I made the right call. I called Austin to get Ariana's shoe size. And then I bought her ice skates because I was like, you know, it was $150 to put a smile on her face. Not too bad for a working actor. I mean, when you got that Law and Order money, you can just buy skates for everyone. I tried to buy skates for Mariska Hargitay. She returned them. I think it was too much heat for her, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's just some pretty sick skates, huh? You like these sick skates? Bro, you were just at her tiny apartment where you had to build a closet because she didn't have anywhere to put shit. And now you bought her ice skates?
It's okay. She keeps on loaning my parents' house. My mom and dad are pretty cool. My mom worked in the film industry. So enough said, right? I think she knows how to take care of an ice skate. So hand them over to Mama Oberfell. It's going to be great. You're basically part of the family.
So then Charlie is walking and we learn through text that Hudson is not going to BravoCon. Oh my God, what are we gonna do? Can we still win the Bravo? And the producer asked Charlie if he's surprised that Hudson's ditching, and Charlie's like, no, I'm not surprised. Like, Ariana and Hudson, like, they sort of formed themselves as like this Bravo couple, so now like everyone gets tea if they break up. Like, who wants to be that? Who wants to be people's tea?
And then, we hear some gossip from a blogger. This is not just a blogger. This is Lara. She's like, I think that Hudson's holding Ariana back. And I think that she's going to reach her true potential. And she needs to be careful right now because right now is the prime time to fuck Charlie Zakor.
Yep. And I guess it happened. Good call. So then Charlie is getting a facial. And they're like, do you know about all this? Do you even know who you're giving a facial to right now? She's like, yeah, I don't watch Bravo. Can we just get this? Is it bad enough I'm not squeezing this man's pores?
I don't know. Yeah. But let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, if you push that esthetician, I guarantee this is the next sentence. I mean, I do watch that yacht show. Below Deck. Yeah, that one. I do watch that. I love Kate. I love Captain Lee. I also really like Captain Jason. Aisha's very hilarious. What about that girl? What was her name? That girl, like V, whose boyfriend died? Because that's, we all know that's what it is. People say they don't watch Bravo, and then it turns out they watch Below Deck every single
time. Yeah. Well, that's usually the husband thing, right? They're like, yeah, I'm not going to watch Bravo shows, a bunch of women fighting. Oh, yeah, I do love that. The boat one.
They always say the boat one is that they don't know the name of it. This franchise that's been on the air for 10 years that has like had multiple spinoffs as the only show about boats on TV. Everyone knows what Below Deck is. And they always go, what's the one about the yacht? What's the one about the yacht?
Excuse you. Have you never heard of Angry Tuna? Whatever that show is. Angry Tuna. What is it? Wild Tuna. Tuna. Anyway, it's huge. So
deadly.
Now we go back to, isn't there deadly a show tuna. Called Tuna? I'm gonna look.
I have
TV
no idea
show.
What we're talking about. You were like
Wild Tuna. About
there's a show called Wild Tuna. Guys, it's time. It's time to take the patriarchy down. Why is there a show called
Wicked Wild Tuna? Wicked Tuna. I told you.
Is it about New England people catching tuna?
It's crews battle the elements and each other to catch lucrative Atlantic bluefin tuna by rod and reel. Wicked Tuna. Oh, and there's even a spinoff called Wicked Tuna Outer Banks. Are they teenagers on that one?
Wicked Tuna. Outer Banks.
Okay, it's going down.
I do not want to hear tuna. From a single other straight guy. How can you watch that shit when there's a show called Wicked Tuna out there? Okay?
Seriously.
Don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Angry Tuna. I liked mine better. Angry Tuna.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go back to ice skating, and Liam's like, oh yeah, I'm real impressed with her ice skating. She's a good student. She can be my student any day of the week. Cha-chung.
Oh, yeah, hey, let's get some hot chocolate. Before I do that, let me unscrew my lactose pills that I've got chained to the rhythm and also my butt loops. He's like, just got him right here. Because, by the way, she said like a few times, she goes, oh, you really love your gear. Which I don't think was a compliment from her, but he's like, yeah, I got everything on a carabiner. Carabiner in the back. I got lactose pills on a carabiner. Wallet on another carabiner. I got a spare carabiner dangling from, you guessed it, a carabiner.
Because he's got the full Auntie Josie. That's my lesbian aunt. He's got the full Auntie Josie or Auntie Josie keychain, where he's got like a million keychains hanging off his belt loop. They're like jingle, 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 jingle. Just like, wow, that's really adorable.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like definitely, he's got like a little bit of like a crunchy vibe going on there. Like he probably talks about like hiking in Vermont and like the Green Mountains. He's like, yeah, every time I do this, people think I'm going to die. They think it's like pills. They're like, what sort of drugs are you on? I was like, listen, bro, I've done a short film where I played an addict, but I'm not one in real life. Just don't have the enzymes in my body. It's an actor's life.
So when do you leave for BravoCon anyway? When are you going for that? And she's like, yeah, I'm going Tuesday. But, you know, it's like crazy because I love to gamble. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, my mom's a big gambler. Why are you acting like, wow, can't wait to gamble just like my mom? Your mom has been in so much trouble. She was going can't through wait. Like tens of thousands of dollars at nickel machines for a while.
Can't wait to follow in all the sage footsteps of my mother. So then of course show footage of Kim gambling, and Ariana's like, yeah, my mom will really like you. Oh really? Well, guess what, she better not put me in a stool because I need a chair with a back so I could put my elbow behind it. Yeah. Actor.
What picture did you show your mama, man? I didn't get approval on that picture.
Was it a still from Law and Order, which I was on once? She's like, well, it doesn't matter. So then
I was watching Law and Order. I know I keep saying I was at my parents. I've been at my parents' house a lot, but one thing that I turn on because the news makes me crazy, I'm like, anything. They're like, okay, well, put on a Law and Order. Oh my God. Can I tell you that it's not Jerry O'Connell. What's the guy's name from Law and Order? This is me, by
Jerry
the way.
Orbach. Jerry Orbach.
Isn't it crazy that even, what is it, 30, 20, 30 years? I mean, it's been on forever. Even then he was like 60. How has he been 60 for 90 years?
Yeah, well, yeah. He has not been with us for about 20 years, though, right?
It's been 20 years. I still picture him exactly. He's probably in heaven exactly the same. Like, I think some people maybe go to heaven and it's like, oh, here's the 14-year-old version of Ronnie. Like, here's the best version with like a little flip in my hair and bangs, like claw bangs. But I think Jerry Orbach came out 60 and he's probably still in heaven at 60.
I think so, because when he was in Dirty Dancing, he definitely looked the same as when he died in 2004. Like he definitely is, yeah, like one of those people just sort of had the same age for a very long time, even when he was younger.
Yeah.
He was very famously in, he was in some movie that famously when he was younger, and I was like, was he at like North by Northwest? And he still looked like he was on Law and Order in the late 90s.
Yeah, he just always looked exactly the same age, which is crazy. So now Riley is going into an Uber.
Why are we talking about Jerry Orbach? Oh, it's just a general commentary from Law and Order.
I think so. I don't know. I'm loony today. I don't even know. I don't know why I'm here today. So Riley gets into an Uber, and we find out that Riley is now back from Atlanta, and she's planning a girls' night to make up for the last girls' night that she was in.
And she's inviting a bunch of girls. She's also inviting Brooks this time because Brooks was sad to be left out. But it's also going to be on Shy's birthday. And she's like, it's funny. She's like, and I'm going to invite Shy because he would feel a certain way if he wasn't invited. But Brooks was, which I don't know why that was like funny to me. And it's also funny because it winds up being like just Brooks and Shy are the only two guys at the girls' night. And like Brooks, I understand. But like Shy just tagging along at girls' night is like, I find to be very endearing. I think it's like very sweet that he spent his birthday with all the girls.
It's also so sad though that Shy's, they're like, well, I guess we have to invite Shy. It's his birthday. Let's not have a birthday party for Shy. Let's just invite him to our girls' yeah. night.
We're just going to invite him because he'll feel a certain sort of way that Brooks got an invite, which I don't understand that either. But now we see Shy on his chart, on his, what's it called? You know, that machine, the Juki that I love. You know what I'm talking about.
The Juki. Oh, the sewing machine?
But it's the...
Serger?
You know, Serger. Thank you.
Yeah.
You saw me going like this. I'm pushing this, the fabric through the serger. So Shy is telling us... yeah, wait, hold on a second. Let me put my elbow. Let me do a Liam up with my elbow on the back of my chair. Yeah, I've taken sewing classes. I know about sergers. Yeah, I'm an actor. Okay.
Yeah, so basically, surge motorcycles, firefighting. You know, basically all of it.
Yeah, when there's a fire, what we do is, as a volunteer firefighter, we go to all the schools in Lake George and give out fire blankets that I sell myself with my serger. So what can I say?
I'm a fire serger. If there's a fire in one place and a fire in another place, I surge the fires together. It makes a bigger fire, but hey, I'm an actor and I'm here to blaze.
If your Juki serger catches on fire, I got you. I am equipped to deal with that as long as it's in Lake George. You know what's funny is that when I, okay? Ben Mandelkurt, when I was in Lake George, yeah, let me tell you this story to bring it all together. When I was a kid, it must have been 87, 88, my family went up to Lake George for like, I don't know, some little vacation. And we stayed at a resort, and the resort had like a movie night. And they basically would show movies, and I went to the movies at the resort, and they were showing, guess what? Dirty Dancing. Jerry Orbach callback.
Whoa. Wow, you're really surging our memories together.
Bro, I just surged. I just brought Jerry Orbach full circle from Lake George all the way to firefighting.
And were you like, is that man 60 or 60?
I was like, that 60-year-old man has no right to put baby in the corner. I cried. I cried so hard in that movie, which is funny because it's not a movie that you cry in. But when they break up for a second, when they play She's Like the Wind, I cried and I cried. I was like very sensitive to that when I was like a child. And then the night before on movie night, you know what they showed? And that this is the movie that destroyed me. La Bamba. I sat there, and then when the movie was over, I had to walk all the way back.
Oh, La Bamba, yeah.
I had to walk all the way back to my hotel room, and I walked in that hotel room crying, and my parents were like, what was wrong? I was like, I watched La Bamba.
Yeah. I was like, this is a true story. Why would nobody tell me how this ended? Like,
hey, like it's seared into my memory, like Richie Valens' mother putting up the laundry on that line and then just like dropping to her knees as a sign of Morales hugs her. La Bamba.
It's like, I'll be here for you. By the way, do we know how old Jerry Orbach is? It's really been fun. Brooks and Shy are finally on the phone because Brooks has been avoiding Shy like crazy. So he's like, hey, I'm so sorry. I know that I missed a few calls from you. He's like, yeah, well, I texted you about a potential photo shoot. I didn't hear back from you, so I got worried. Like, is everything okay? Like, I mean, is there something going on? I mean, I would hope that we have enough respect for each other. Like, if anything's going on, like, you would, like, tell me. Like you could say what you need to say.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't say what I need to say. I mean, as someone who is friends with the majority of people in this group, I feel that your actions are making me question how much I can trust you. He's like, what actions are going against your comfort? Like talking to a sweet old lady on the subway, like watching Survivor as a child? Like, what are you talking about? He's like, everything that's going on between Ariana and like Hudson.
Oh, God. Come on, Brooks. I know. Give me a break.
It's a stretch.
It's so stretch. It is stretching. So Shy's like, I mean, me getting involved with them, that's between Ariana and I, right? Yeah, but also, like, you being nosy in someone else's business isn't really between The point is you being nosy, so you can't really stand on against somebody else being nosy, you know?
But like also you can't you should just say, I learned my lesson. I'm not doing that again. And just undead it right there. But also, Brooks, I don't know if this is what the point you were trying to make, which is like Brooks being mad at Shy for inserting himself into someone else's drama, like then Brooks is doing the same thing. Is that what you're saying? Or you're saying
it's hypocritical to be like, that's not even your business. But it's not really your business either. So Brooks is like, yeah, you said you needed to be a friend to Hudson, but like Ariana's cute. And you wouldn't say that because you didn't want to come across a different way on camera. And Shy's like, oh my God. Like, there was like a small surprise birthday picnic for Ariana, and Brooks and I like left at the same time. I'm like, okay. So I was like, well, she looks cute. You know, like, yeah, she's cute. Like, so is Brooks. They're all cute. But why is it so offensive that Shy is saying that she's cute, but it's not offensive that everybody else thinks Ariana's cute? Like, why is it okay for everybody else to openly be crushing, but not Shy?
Because I think that Brooks was upset that Shy was like, I think she's cute and I would go after her, except I don't want to do that because Brooks interpreting it as like Shy was saying, I'm not going to go after her because that'll look bad on camera because Hudson's my boy. And so I think he's sensing that Shy is like a faker and that everything he does is insincere and that like he's actually gonna be shifty. He's going to go after Ariana on the low. I think that's the story that Brooks is putting forward, if I can figure it out.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So Shy's like, I mean, I think she's cute, but like I said it in a way that was like gave her the cute where I think that like he's like, yeah, but you said you couldn't do it because of Hudson. You're being a friend to Hudson now. And he's like, but it's not like I have feelings for her. Like, you're questioning her friendship and implying that I'm not a good person. And I respect you and I admire you. So I don't know why you're doing that. Like, I admire your brand.
Yeah, that's the highest compliment.
That's fakery right there. You admire his brand. He's got a sweatsuit that came out a long time. I mean, no offense. He does have other stuff now. We looked at his website. So his stuff did come out. But to be like, I'm not fake. I admire your brand.
Brooks has disintegrated fake Terry Cloth as his brand. That's what we learned last week. So then Shy's like, I could take a hint. All right, like, I feel like you obviously, like, you don't want to be involved in my photo shoot. He's like, it's not about what I want and what I don't want. I'm signed to a modeling agency and all of my work goes through them. And Shy's like, well, I don't want to chat to my friend's modeling agency to see if, like, they can be in a photo shoot. And Brooks tells us, when you have a modeling agreement in place, there are exclusivities. Like, I don't want to get sued for, like, breaking contract. It's like, you can
you can
still say like I totally will do this. Let me check with my agent to see if it's a conflict, but it shouldn't be a problem, you know?
Yeah. He just doesn't like Shy.
He doesn't like Shy. But doesn't like his product.
I think Brooks is being a little shit, but I do respect that Brooks is at least saying what he feels, because that's very not like Brooks. To be like, well, you know, here's what I'm upset about. So he's like, well, this conversation's like, I guess I have to go. I have a lot of work to do. And he's like, yeah, so do I. But I'm giving you the courtesy of calling you back in the middle of the fucking workday to have this conversation. Girl, please, you haven't given the courtesy of even texting back for over a week. So please.
Yeah. Well, now it's time to go to girls' night, and Riley just wants to have some friends over. So we see some familiar faces. We see Kayla, who we haven't seen in a little bit. We see someone named Maya the Don, and we see Amari, who we all know as Angela Oakley's daughter. Amari she's already crossed over to a new show. How quick! They arrive, and there's a slide option. And if this looks familiar to you, you may remember a certain episode of Real Housewives of New York where I think Leah had like a cool hip like downtown party with like cool people, and then all of her co-stars came. And I believe that I believe some of them just slid right. I think I want to say, did Sonia Morgan slide down that? Am I mixing things up? Didn't Leah have a party with this slide? We've definitely seen this slide on Bravo before, right?
I don't know. The Leah McSweeney episodes have been deleted from my DVR for the most part. My brain space, listen, Angry Tuna. You know what I mean? At some point, I'm just like, no, I'm not going to keep that.
I might be conflating things. I could have sworn the Roni women like went down this slide for some scene once. Maybe it wasn't Leah. But I don't know. I could have sworn I have like an image of Tinsley. I also do remember there was one time where Leah definitely had a party and there were all these like young hipsters there. And then Sonia came down the staircase and was like, I could just eat you up. I could be your grandma or something like that. And they were like, yeah. Like, I just remember she had this amazing entrance into this party down a staircase. And for some reason,
that was Leah McSweeney's party, wasn't it?
But you know what, though? There wasn't a slide there because Sonia went down a staircase. But I could swear there was another.
There could still be a downstairs slide. I don't know.
Driving me nuts.
But I remember that party where she's like, hi, everyone. It's me, Sonia Morgan. I'm urban. We're downtown. Love urban things, like a cringe Sonia Knight. So Mira is telling us that Riley's sweet for doing a girls' night 2.0, and George is going to be there, but she's already had the conversation with Charlie, and now she needs to have a conversation with Georgia before BravoCon. And so everybody's, you know, coming in and sliding, do the slide thing. And so yeah. Riley's like, well, I invited Georgia because I felt like it would be rude if I didn't.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, hate her.
So Amira arrives and like people just are arriving and they're going down the slide. Amira's like, my boots. I don't want to ruin my boots. I feel like there's a staircase option that people can take that they're neglecting. But anyway, Riley and Georgia have this weird hug. It's like this light hug. It's kind of like, we all think that like Georgia and the hand washing is like gross, but I kind of feel like, I think Riley is drawing it out too much at this point. It's like, you either are friends, you would just accept Georgia into your life and you're friends with her, or you don't. But like this whole like slow, like little hug, and Georgia's like, see, that was good. That wasn't so bad. I don't know. I'm like,
she's like, ew, no, don't, not the rubbing on the back. But Riley, I think the whole thing is that Riley just doesn't like to hug in general, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't hug people. But, you know, she does make a lot of it, but Georgia does too. She's going to start her own hand soap. So it's just one of those things. No, it's like, here's the thing.
To make washing your hands fun.
Yeah, because people like need to like think of cleaning as fun again.
Yeah. So then Shai is there and Shai's talking to Maya the Don. And he's like, hey, so how do you know Riley? She goes, I'm a rapper. And he's like, really? She's like, yeah, that's how I know Riley. He's like, so what's your rapper name? Maya the Don. How do you know Riley? He's like, well, I met Riley last year. So you know what? Like, I make clothes. And she's like, oh, is this your clothing brand? He's like, no. He's like, well, you're a bad businessman.
Well, you're not rhyming every sentence. Jesus. Can I just leave the office? So Shai's like, well, this isn't honestly the way I would normally spend my birthday, but you know, I'm just happy I got invited to girls' night. So now Ava is talking to Shai and she's like, this week's been a lot for me because of the hook stuff. And he goes, yeah, you breaking up with your boyfriend? She goes, yeah, it was the whole moment. Did you know I've been to the MoMA? Totally forgot about it.
Yeah, it was a crazy event. So much to remember as a model. So Shai's like, you know, I just want to say I owe you an apology because like, I don't know. Like, I was like stressed about like, I just like texted and called you a lot because I was just trying to figure out my photo shoot. And I know we don't like know each other that well, but like from the moment I met you at like the Highline Room last summer, like we talked and I was just like, she's strong. Like straight up. I was like, that's really cool. And she's like, is it because I was wearing a blazer? I love that she can remember the blazer that she wore last summer, but she can't remember that she went to a Chanel event last night.
I thought that was so funny when he's like, you're just so strong. It's like, is it because I was in a blazer? So funny. And he's like, well, like we've known each other and like we've hung out in like group settings, but like we haven't had a one-on-one. And like, I just think like I'm like overwhelmed by her coolness and like how pretty she is and stuff. You know, and Ava, like you seem like you got like, you have everything together. Like, I don't know. She's like, yeah, I don't, but whatever. Okay. Well, will you do my shoot? Or will you not? Yeah, this guy is like walking up to everybody and apologizing. You guys are on the same TV show. People can at least text you back. You know, yeah, I think,
on, guys,
this is a time where you don't need to be apologizing to everybody.
Yeah, come on.
You need to be like, be what nice the fuck?
Be nice to Shy.
Watch, Shy's going to do something so horrible. And
our next
this then. Is going to follow us for the rest of our lives. It's like,
you're okay. Standing up for Shy. Now look, you idiots.
We're allowed to make mistakes. It's okay. We don't have to be smart about everything.
Hey, I mean, to anyone who's offended, I just want you to know I'm really sorry and I respect your brand.
Your feelings are valid also.
Yeah.
And you were really strong. If we were wearing blazers, people would take us more seriously. So yeah. Gia arrives and she's like, hi. And then Brooks and Chloe arrive, the two anti-slidists. Brooks is like, I'm not going down this slide. I like the wet ones. They're all saying hello. And that's like very icy between Brooks and Shy. He's like, hi. Brooks like, and Shy's like, hi. So they're like not talking. And Shy's like, I don't do well with awkward silence. Like, I really hate that feeling. Like, it's like you can hear the silence in the bar, you know? But like, it's like the loudest room possible. But I can hear how quiet it is between him and I. I was like, well, you know what? I appreciate you using the proper him and I instead of he and I. Thank you, Shy. Is there anything you can't do?
Now Amira pulls Georgia for a chat. And Rowan's like, I'll be at the bowling station. I'm on the show too. Lots of spares, lots of strikes. Get someone to stay around for the private conversation. So Amira's like, okay, it's like my first public, this is my first group setting since my little blow up. And she's like, yeah, genuinely, I'm sorry about that. Like, I really didn't mean to hurt you about the Charlie stuff. But like, you know, like for background, when I told you, it was like genuinely a reaction to seeing you being like the person who sticks up for Charlie. And I just felt bad for you because, you know, you seem as such a different person as he sees you. Okay. Well, let's do it all over again, Georgia.
Yeah. So then George is like, so like, yeah, I didn't know the extent to which it would hurt you. And Amira's like, well, I just feel like you used Kevin to get me on your side in this whole like Charlie versus George debacle. It's like, that's like not my intention. The thing I needed to hear to finally move on from Charlie and realize how bad of a person he was the things like he was saying on top of the actions he was taking. So when I heard, Georgia, could you stop raising your chin? I have to eventually look at the ceiling. I'm compelled to keep looking at the ceiling. Please, can you just like look in my face? Oh, I can't help it. Whenever I talk, I have to raise my chin as high as possible.
A rectangle candy pops out.
She is always kind of like raising her head, like back.
Her mouth is just always gaping open. She's like, yeah. So like the stuff that like I heard you like being nice about Charlie, and I had like searing information about you, and I had to tell you.
I'm sorry, Georgia is my favorite person like on this show. She cracks me up. And let's say the way she phrases everything, the way she like explains things, like I like she is hilarity for me. Like,
was it last week when she was with her brother? It was last week, right? When she was like,
it was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, like basically, like I stayed with my I just basically dated Omar because he had air conditioning, and I was.
Oh yeah,
like,
you're right. Yes, it was with
like
her brother.
I was like, do I want to like go to my sixth floor walk out, or do I want to like go sit in some AC? That's why I did. And the brother's like, babe, you can't just date people for their AC. And she's like, yeah.
She was like, by the way, the most fashionable things are things that are like not supposed to be for fashion, like a marching band vests. Like, that's what you gotta wear. Like, her hot takes are amazing. And like, even this, when she was like, I have searing information.
It's searing. It's not cooked in the middle.
Yeah.
So Amira's like, well, you know, I had a conversation with Charlie and he's basically saying like, I should, you know, I probably said it. So I don't know, like it's meant as a joke or something. And she's like, yeah, but like he would laugh and say like, you know, he would laugh and say it. Do you not remember me saying that? Because I said it was a joke. That's like the point. Like it's a joke, you know, but that's not like the only nasty thing that was said. And I won't even say anything else. But it's bad. And she's like, well, he's not here, so you can tell me what he said. I want to know because I've defended him. She's like,
by the way, that's such a funny twist on what people normally say, which is like, they're not here to defend themselves, so you really shouldn't say anything. But Amira's like, he's not here, so you can tell me everything. They're always like, it's not fair to talk about someone there. They can't represent themselves. Da-da-da. Amira's like, this is the perfect time. You have the floor.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And so Amira's like, I always thought I had something special, a special friendship with him. And George is like, yeah, I thought that too. And like, he literally like makes you feel so important and so cherished. You feel like you're the searing hot piece of information. So like, you feel so special. And then like, you know what I mean? And like, suddenly you're like the butt of a joke and like, you're a means to an end, or you're like, you know what I mean? You're like a candy corn in like the pumpkin. You're like the... You're like the pebble in the gravel driveway. You're the staple in the stapler. You're just one of many, you know.
You feel so special until he asks for his Bluetooth speaker back. And then it's just like the world comes crushing down. And so she's like, well, what was he saying about me? Was it about my identity? And George is like, yeah. She goes, whoa, when did all this start though? It's like from like the moment I met him.
And Amira is, your heart breaks for Amira because this is something that she deals with all the time, and to know that she has to deal with it from a close friend is terrible. And, you know, when she says, I know what you're going to say. I already know what it is. I know what it is. I believe you. But then she's like, but I also don't believe that your intentions are 100% right. Like, I don't want to have a conversation with him. But I also believe that this is part of some weird shit between you guys. And George is like, yeah, I know. Yeah. Like process it.
But I can understand why she's also like, fuck you, Georgia, because you're coming and being like, okay, this person has said like a ton of transphobic things about you. And it's always been fine with me until I got mad at him. And now, exactly. now let's villainize him. You know what I mean? And it's terrible, obviously, that Charlie did it. But I also believe that Georgia fucking sat there and laughed about it. And now she's like, oh, you know, you should fuck that guy. I think it's really low to use the worst thing, not the worst thing that he said, but like the thing that you know is going to hurt somebody the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally. So then Amira's like, I'm going to go. Amira's really hurt. So now it's a new day. And guess what? Let's leave Next Gen New York City for a moment and go into outside the actor studio with Liam in Liam's show. And we're with Liam and Kendall. And Liam's like, so what time did you get home last night, Kendall? She's like, I don't know. It's not that important. Hold on. They're going to insert a laugh track here. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's Kendall. Huge personality, blowing up this show.
On a show right? Where so many people seem out to lunch, Kendall is just like in like a completely different restaurant. Like, what is she even in there? Is there somebody even in there? She's just like, yeah.
I'm telling you, Kendall is like Liam's camp friend that he's trying to integrate with his school friends. And it's just not working. You know, it's like the camp friend is the camp friend. The school friend is the school friend. And never the twain shall they meet. Like, it's just, they're just different worlds. You cannot integrate the camp friend with your school friends. That's the first rule of middle school and high school. It doesn't work.
Yeah. It's also one of those relationships where there's one person that's the kind of entertainment and the other person that's the audience. And it seems like he's just used to talking and not having anybody talk back, you know? It's like, yeah. So then we find out that the flights to BravoCon are in danger because something was going on then. And so flights are being canceled. And Brooke's like, oh, my God, is it like a travel thing? And the producer says, the government shut down. And he's like, what? The government just shut down? They're like, yeah. You don't know that? He's like, I was just on a call for BravoCon, and they were talking about, like, travel and, like, the government shut down. I don't even know what that means. Like, I thought it meant, like, they had turbulence or something.
So he's like, wow, I'm like just opening the news right now. They're like, it's not breaking news. He's like, really? No one knows that it shut down? I'm like, it's day 31 of the shutdown. He's like, what? The government's been shut down for 31 days?
It's not the craziest reaction in general. It's just hilarious that he didn't know. Because I think the reaction to all of us should be like, the government can just shut down? What?
Yeah.
How is there even that option?
So Ariana's getting ready for BravoCon. And she's saying, you know, like, she's like, well, my mom's going to be at BravoCon. And that really eases my nerves a little bit. Because my mom's going to be there. Yes, I mean, famously... Well, something that people will often say is, I am so nervous, but don't worry, Kim Zolciak will calm everything down. The beacon of tranquility, Kim Zolciak.
Makes everybody feel better everywhere she goes.
Yeah.
Georgia's planning her outfits, and then let's see, she's talking about who she's looking forward to potentially meeting, and she's like, I heard Jake from State Farm might be there.
He was, in fact.
And so many people were so excited to meet Jake from Steak Farm. State Farm.
I would love.
People were very excited. Yeah, a lot of people were like, oh my God, I met Jake from State Farm.
People were excited. You know, I've never really quite gotten the appeal of Jake from State Farm, but I respect the appeal. I'm more of a flow girly. What can I say?
Yeah.
Also, another thing is that Ariana says Vegas like Vegas. And so they're like, can you say that again? She's like, Vegas. Like, no, Vegas. She's like, Vegas. So then we go to Charlie, and he's FaceTiming his mom, Liz. And Liz is there with her boyfriend in London, Ivor. I think his name is Ivor. And he's like crazy. And so Charlie's talking about, you know, telling them about like BravoCon or whatever. And
he's like, I'm doing well. Me and a friend are going to open a bar. And Ivor says, nice to have people from all walks of life. You know, I like a duchess to be able to talk and make a conversation with someone who looks after the pigs, you know. It's a real contrast. Like, thanks.
Thanks, Ivor. Thanks for weighing in. And then we go to Riley and Shy, and they met up and they're walking around. And they're just like hanging out, which is nice. Someone's talking to Shy. And now Brooks is at Ava's, and they're like talking about like what outfit to do. And Ava's like, I don't know what outfit I should bring. The call sheet says like wear what you'd wear to Watch Happens Live, but I've never been there. I don't know what that means. Like, you were on it last night. Oh my God, was I? Was I wearing a blazer?
So people are just getting ready for this. It's very exciting stuff. Christian's not going to BravoCon, Gia finds out. And she's like, yeah, that's terrible, Gia. Yeah. So then we go back to Charlie's FaceTime, and Charlie's like, you know, I mean, I don't even know if I'm going to hook up with any of these people. I mean, Ariana's probably like the one I would hook up with, but maybe I will at some point. She's like, what? You probably will at some point. He's like, yeah, like if I put in the effort, let's just say if I decide to try.
Little does he realize that over at an art gallery, Liam is leaning back on an invisible chair with Kendall. He's like, so... I brought Ariana some ice skates. Did I tell you that, Kendall? She's like, I love you. What was that? Yeah, I mean, it's very cute. Did you kiss her? No, I didn't kiss her. Like, that's such an amateur move. Like, that's like what a non-actor would do. But a real actor, you got to play the long game, you know? It's like the greatest role you've ever gotten is the role of lover.
Meanwhile, George is like, wow, honestly, like, there's a chance my boyfriend and I could get married in Vegas. So, like, maybe this is my wedding weekend. And back to Charlie, he's talking about Georgia and that he's gonna, you know, her ex, Omar, is the one that he wants to open the bar with. And she's viewing it as a crazy betrayal. And the mom's just like, don't you think it's just better to get along? He's like, yeah, I'm just trying to elevate. I'm trying to elevate above this.
Back to my side of the TV show. So guess what? Shy called me up. She's kind of apologizing. Like, whatever. And Kendall's like, well, I feel like I've just heard, like, not very genuine things. Like, you know, the way he's been, like, between you or, like, Hudson and Ariana, like, that whole situation. He's like, what? Like, didn't Charlie go after Ariana when they were together, though? I mean, come on, everyone, right? You don't have to be an actor to put these two points together. Am I right, Kendall? She's like, yeah. Could you ask me a question once? Is that okay? Could you see what's going on in my life?
He's like, I don't have anything to worry about. Know what I mean? Stand your ground. It's great law. So, and then we go to Kendall and Liam. Oh, sorry, we were just with them. We go to Charlie, and now he's watching Amira's TikToks. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I'm feeling fine because, like, I've known Amira for, like, a million years. And, like, our foundation's, like, really helpful. So Georgia can't break us apart. And Amira's like, yeah, I'm putting this shit to the side because I'm a professional bad bitch.
Yeah. So now back to Riley and Shy, and they're, like, at some little place sitting by a window. And Riley's asking what's going on with Shy. And Shy's like, you know, Brooks was kind of mean to me. I'm not going to lie. Just kind of sucks. Like the photo shoot thing, I thought him and I were friends. And he was like, go speak to my agent. And she's like, he shouldn't have just said that. And Shy's like, you know, I mean, he said he would do it. Like him and I had like completely different versions of conversations. By the way, he used him and I in the wrong way this time. I take it all back, Shy. But him and I had like completely different versions of conversations that we've had. And like individually, he was like, who said XYZ about Ariana? And I was like, yeah, I said she was cute, but like, you know what I'm saying?
She's like, what, are you besties with Hudson? Like, how does this work? And he's like, well, Shy was like, oh, I mean, Brooks was like, oh my God, like, what do you mean by that? And I was like, no, of course not. Like, I can't do that to Hudson. I said I couldn't do it to Hudson. She's like, yeah, but like, you can't do that to Hudson. You see? Clacked your teeth. That's the problem, dummy.
Yes.
So she's like, listen, if I was you, I would consider everyone there an acquaintance. I have friends, but you have acquaintances. Mm-hmm. It's finally somebody's just being honest with him. She's like, yeah, these people don't like you, sir.
Yeah.
He also, after the first season, was kind of a breakout star, which I don't think this cast really likes because he was just kind of hanging out with in the first season. And then everybody loved him. And they're like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, exactly. But Riley brings up a good point, too, which is like, if you're going to say, oh, I would never do that because of bro code, then why are you saying something in the first place? Right. Like, why are you even putting it out there? So Shy is like, I don't get what Riley's trying to say right now. It's like she's a witch with this like prophecy riddle being like, don't trust others around you. And I'm like, what the fuck are you saying? She's saying, don't trust the people around you. You're not as good friends with them as you think you are. So don't expect so much from them.
Yeah, you're trying too hard for TV scenes, and these people are not liking it because they don't consider you a true cast member on the show. There. So then we go to BravoCon. It's travel day. Brooks and Amira, JFK, and Gia gets stuck on a flight with Shy. And she's like, of all the flights that I could book, I booked the one with Shy.
And then
Shy has like 10 times more screen time than you, by the way.
Yeah.
Might want to amp it up. Like you do nothing but dislike people that other people tell you to dislike.
So then Ava is moving into her new apartment. I wonder if she's moving into the, wouldn't it be funny if she lived in the Ava? Because there's a building called Ava. God, I entertain myself. So Ava is, she's moving in. So she FaceTimes her mom, Rachel Roy. And she's like, oh my God, look at this apartment. It's so nice. Isn't this so nice? And Rachel's like, oh my God, that's beautiful. Those windows, it's outstanding. And Ava's just saying, like, you know, people think
Ava's that trying to get a guarantor, basically. She's like, will you sign for this apartment? And her mom's like, no, that's embarrassing. You're 26 years old. Grow up. Nice.
So then
Rachel Roy. I like that. She's the non-spoiling parent. Because I don't think we see that a lot on this show. But she's like, no, 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 no.
Meanwhile, Liam wrote a movie. So he turned into a short, and it's going to be in a film festival. So he's getting ready for that. So he meets up with his crew. Rowan gets stuck in the Liam TV show. So she's like, well, I guess I'm here because they can't show me a BravoCon, I guess. So I'm here with you guys. And so it's like Kendall and Jackson and Austin, who is Ariana's gay. And so he's like, guys, I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. It's crazy. So, yeah, he does his film.
Yeah. And Rowan's like, so tell us how much we should expect here. Like, this is 10 minutes. He's like, yeah, but there's like 30 films. She's like, oh, shit. We've all been stuck at this showcase. One.
Short film showcase. Good luck. You would never think a 5-minute film could feel so long. But if you've
short
ever
film, long things. Night. Yeah. So right, then... that's basically that one. And so he has delivered flowers and a like 12 Pellegrino bottles to Ariana's room in Vegas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I guess is nice. I don't know what I would do if somebody, I guess in Vegas it is nice to get so much water because they charge you like $10 per little tiny bottle, but that was weird. Is there like some inside thing about just loving Pellegrino?
I guess so. Well, it's nice to get some free shit. So now in Vegas, everyone's in cars. They're heading to dinner and everything. And like one car is like silent. The other one's like talking a lot of shit. And Riley is like saying that Charlie didn't even try to say hi. And George is like, did he get his like eyebrows dyed? They look really dark, which I felt so vindicated because I feel like it was a few episodes ago. I was like, are Charlie's eyebrows so dark? It looks like he's trying to grow a unibrow. It's like, his eyebrows look totally different. So I'm glad I was not the only one who noticed this. And it's hilarious that it's actually been happening for actually several months. But they're like, yeah. And his face filled out. They're like, what's happening with him? Brooke's like, stress.
So, Ariana, Gia, Shy, and Charlie are in another car, and Ariana's saying, the first time I ever came here, I walked out of the club, and it was like 8 a.m., and I was like, Mom, we have to go home.
Yeah, seriously. Kim's like, 12 more hours. So they get to Boa, and their server brings over drinks and everything, and Gia's like, okay, guys, we're going to do a toast. This is some of our first times at BravoCon. Some not, and I'm just happy to be here with all of you. Cheers to Vegas. Like, cheers, whatever. And then Charlie and Georgia start having just small talk because Charlie's asking about Prez, which is Georgia's boyfriend. And Georgia's like, yeah, he's planning on running for mayor either next term or the term after, which, by the way. No, what? And Charlie goes, Mom Donnie, then Prez.
But so Riley's like,
people off.
What's that?
This little interchange pisses off people.
Prez? This next one?
Charlie and Georgia just sort of having this little.
Oh, yes, yes, chat. Yes. I was like, what? The one coming up? What's happening? Yes. They don't like it. Riley's like, yeah, why are they chopping it up? You know, like this is exactly why people don't take her serious when she's arguing with him, because she says she's never going to be friends with him. But then 5 minutes later, they're friends. And Amira's also like, what the fuck? Like, they do all this damage and now they're, you know, kicking over the table.
Mm-hmm. So then they're asking, has anyone heard from Liam today? They're like, who's Liam? Remember he's on our show? Oh, I thought that was just a backdoor pilot, and then he just goes off and does his other show. They're like, no, it's both of our shows are at the same time on the same network. We share a show. Like, oh, okay. So now we cut over to Liam. And he's at a group dinner after his film festival. He's like, I'm feeling pretty good. First time I got to see my film on the big screen. Yeah. You know, doing the hard work of portraying a guy hugging a girl at a gas station, watching her drive off. It was tough. I had to dig deep, but we got through it in the end. And I think the audience really liked that performance.
Watch out, vegetables. Here I come.
Back in Vegas, they're talking about the short films and or that he's doing that. And then they start gossiping with Georgina, with Georgia a little bit. Sorry, I still have my In the City going on.
I would love if Georgina came in. She's like, hey guys, who wants to talk about toddlers?
Let's see here. I'm fast forwarding through because a lot of this is just small talk. So Ariana's telling everybody that Liam got her stuff and showing pictures of the Pellegrino bottles and stuff like that. And Charlie's like, whatever. That doesn't always get you the results that you think it will.
Yeah.
Charlie's like, I do nothing for anybody and watch me go.
Yeah, exactly. So then Charlie's asking, he's like, all right, let me ask you a question. Describe to me your dream man, physically, sexually, like, what do you like? And Ariana's like, well, I think that Liam's hot as fuck, if that's what you're asking. I like brown hair and blue eyes. And Charlie's like, Liam's a handsome guy. I'm not shitting on bro, but like, whatever. And Riley's like, well, what's going on? And Ariana's like, do you have a girlfriend? And Charlie's like, no, I mean, I'm seeing someone. They just like laugh like, no, you're not seeing anyone.
Okay, well, we do have a panel coming up, so like, does anyone want to clear the air before we go to the panel?
Gia, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to clear it up at the panel. You're supposed to fight.
I know.
Like, does anyone even want to make up before we go, you know, fight, you know, argue with each other at a panel?
You guys want to do this here at this restaurant or in front of Ben and Ron? Like, we'll do it here. We'll do it here. So so basically, because Shia's like, this is shady because Gia knows I have something going on with like Brooks and everything, and like how Brooks said, talk to my agent, like, because I told her on the flight. And Gia's like, he just started telling me about it as I was waiting for the bathroom. Like, I don't care. So then Brooks is like,
yeah, she's like, we're not friends. I got stuck on a plane with this guy. But also Shy, you know what the producers do, because we've seen on camera where Shy's like, oh, wait, should I call? Should I tell Hudson? Okay, I should, right? Okay, then I will. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. So we know, like, this, they're manipulating you, Shy. Stop telling people this shit. My God. He's like, I can't believe I told Gia something, and then she's immediately using it against me on camera.
I know. So then Brooks is, he's like, at this point, honesty is like the most important thing to me. And just like, well, do you think not everyone's being truthful? And he's like, well, it's not what I said. I just think that being honest is important. So then Charlie's like, well, if you had to choose like the most dishonest person at this table, wait, why are you guys looking at me? Really? Why? Wait, what? Why am I the most dishonest one? And Riley's like, yeah, you've done a lot of things that are dishonest, you know, whatever. And Charlie does not like that. And then George is like, well, the reason why I'm mad at you is because you lied about me with Omar. I remember I was coming out of the gynecologist and we were FaceTiming for 30 minutes outside the gynecologist walking down Second Avenue. And I said, have you had any contact with Omar? And you said, no. And then meanwhile, you hung out with him like 20 times.
It's like, oh my God, Georgia, cry me a river. Oh, I hung out with your ex-boyfriend. You were living in my house. You're on my fucking couch. Boxes in my room. She's like, who put the boxes in your apartment though? He did, without my permission. I mean, yeah. That's better than them being on the street, to be fair.
Yeah, so this goes back and forth, and finally Amira's like, they're like, wow, Amira, looks like you're smirking. She's like, I'm not smirking. This is not a joking around conversation. Like, are you insane? Like, if you actually have a problem with him, say that you have a problem with him. And if you want to resolve it, then say you want to resolve it. Or just shut the fuck up and never speak about this again. Because she's like, I got caught in the crossfire of this. And I got humiliated and hurt deeply. Because you two are just in some sort of like, you know, late 90s teen movie of like rich kids who like are attracted to each other but are fighting, you know?
Yeah, and Charlie's like, but I do think about people's feelings, and like, I think about things before I say them, and then that's why I say them. And she's like, yeah, that makes it worse. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
So it's funny because it's another opposite of reality TV thing where they're usually like, I was drunk. Like, how can you get mad at me? Like, I didn't mean it. I was just wasted. He's like, no, I think every single thing through, and I mean every single thing I say. It's like, oh my God.
So George is like, you know what? I'm going to go to the bathroom because, like I already said, there's no reparation. And they're like, Charlie goes, I think reparation is the wrong word. So she goes off. She actually washes her hands. And Charlie's like, as she walks off, Charlie's like, God, she sucks. But that is a sick outfit she's wearing, though. That's sick. And Chuck goes, I know, great pants. Unbelievable. Beautiful pants. So Charlie's like, look, you know, like, why are you mad at me, Amira? Still, I thought we had a whole conversation. Amira's like, but like, you never told me about the slur. And he's like, slur? Like, what slur have I used? And she's like, I'll let her explain it to you. He's like, I thought everything was fine. Everything was fine. And then in the bathroom, meanwhile, like, Georgia's very excited because she's like, I'm washing my hands. When do I add the water?
Yeah. And so George is like, yeah, Omar and I met through a stripper that he met at a strip club. What do you think of that? Well, I can't believe that one didn't last. That's crazy. And Ariana's like, wasn't that your first red flag? It's like, no. So then back at the table, Amira's like, just end it with her so that you guys can. And Charlie's like, what do you want me to say? And she said, literally just tell her, keep my name out of your fucking mouth. Stop saying things about me that I've said to you. And I never want to speak to you. And if we're in a group setting like this, then we keep it cordial and we keep it flat, but we don't need to go deeper. The end. Just say that. So,
yeah. And then Charlie basically, Georgia comes back and he basically says that. He's like, I'll be cordial with you, but that's it. And then Georgia's like, well, then don't hug me. Hello. Like, but like, we don't have to be like, avoid eye contact. And Gia's like, if there were things said between both of you that were truly hurtful to others, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, okay, like, okay, then so if someone doesn't say something to someone's face, then the person who the thing was said about doesn't want to know? Like, is that what you guys are saying?
Georgia, I mean, I'm kind just of. Saying,
yeah, I mean, like if you're talking shit about me, if you're being mean about me with somebody and you're like talking shit or doing whatever and just being hideously mean, no, I don't necessarily want to know. Do you? I mean, I guess I want to know if it's you, if it's like literally you. And I'm like, oh my God, Ben really hates me. I guess I would want to know, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think I would want to know. I think I would want to know if someone said something shitty to me, but I don't know if I want to know because it was actually part of a larger thing that you like manipulation between like, right. I don't want to know it if it's in service of me being manipulated into being on the side of a fight. And then I feel like, yeah, exactly. Now I hate my friend and I'm being used in a war. And I don't think I like that. Like, I think I would rather just have ignorance is bliss. And
yeah, because you're not really telling me because you want me to know, like you're trying to protect me. You're just trying to use me as a weapon, basically, against somebody else. So Amira's like, Georgia, I'm just saying if it's my friend of so many years, in my mind, you're bringing this up to start a rift between us, and I'm tired of being collateral damage in your fucking fight. There, perfect. Said it perfectly. Yeah. And Georgia's like, but that's not even collateral damage. Like, what? Is this how somebody talks to the mayor's future wife?
And she's like, you know what? Like, if we're going to go around and we're going to go and talk shit around to one another, we're going to say it to one another's faces and we're going to say, like, talk shit, like, go. Like, go forward and say, if I don't like you, I don't like. And then all of a sudden, like, Shy's birthday shit comes around. She's like, ugh. Okay, well, happy birthday right in the middle of my really good speech. Happy birthday, Shy.
He's like, they sing happy birthday. He's like, thanks. Thanks, guys. Really wasn't expecting this.
Meanwhile, had no idea, as we sat there two nights later during this panel, had no idea that they'd had this really kind of bad fight in the sense of, like, Amira just learned that Charlie said very hateful things about her behind her back, and it's, like, really kind of a shattering fight. And they were just all sitting at their panel like, yeah, it's been a great season so far. We're having, like, a lot of fun.
Well, Charlie wasn't. Charlie was all slouched on the edge of the thing, like, oh.
With the sunglasses on.
Yeah, with the but sunglasses I figured that was Charlie on. Being Charlie. Yeah.
Guess not.
Yeah, not saying anything. Anyway, fun episode. Thanks everybody for being here. We'll be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Orange County. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our Palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish. It's Jen Plish. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.